This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Hey, but I've been very excited. You know me, I'm all about puppies.
Yes.
Did you know an Australian just beat the Guinness Book of World Records?
Well, about puppies?
Well, it wasn't an Australian. An Australian dog has just gone into the Guinness Book of Records of having the largest litter ever.
Whoa.
Have a guess how many she had.
I mean, a large litter, like 12?
Well, they're Dalmatians, and actually it's quite normal for a Dalmatian.
So 101, 102.
It would have been so good if it was 101. 19 puppies.
Whoa!
19 puppies. So
one Dalmatian, whoa. One Dalmatian dog fits 19 puppies.
19 puppies.
In their body.
19.
That is absurd. Were they all like tiny?
Well, no, they said that all the dogs were quite normal size. The good thing is they seem to be very good breeders. They'll never let the dog breed again, they said. I mean, good. That would be terrible. 19. But you know, up until a year ago, the record was for 18, and they're also Dalmatians, and it was also in Australia. So we seem to have this, like, monstrous Dalmatians happening everywhere.
Now, tell me this. Are Dalmatians expensive dogs?
All dogs are expensive, aren't they?
That's true, but a Dalmatian specifically, like, they...
I'm not sure, because I'm not somebody who would go and pay for a dog. I mean, that's why there's so many dogs out there at rescue centres.
You can adopt, you're right.
You've met my little white thing. It's the most gorgeous.
I haven't met any of your dogs. I still am yet to be invited around to your house for pasta. I want your Australian take on pasta.
Oh, an Australian take on pasta. So what is that? Well, you know, you die. I put a bit of Vegemite, you know.
Oh, you just
a bit of kern cheese on the top of, on top of some noodles.
Yeah. Now, I want to know.
I'd probably add tomato sauce as well.
Ew. Stop.
That's Australian, isn't it?
Yeah, it's disgusting is what it
My
is.
My dad would put HP sauce on top of his pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, maybe you're just making terrible pasta and that's why he did it. That's disgusting. Look, I want to know, if you were to have an entry into the Guinness Book of World Records, what would your talent be?
Well, I would be a 51-year-old man who looks 22. Would that be... Because I know what yours would be.
So you'd be a liar.
I'd be a liar. Correct. Guinness Book of Records for the biggest lie ever told. I know what yours would be. You could go like non-stop dancing. You are the hypest little bugger I've ever seen. When we're like, you don't stop moving. Like, there's a problem.
Yeah, but then think about any time we've ever gone out. I always leave the party 4 hours early.
Well, you're right. You go hypo very quickly. You have two little drinks, get all giggly and tiddly, and then you go, I've got to go home.
Yeah, I get sleepy really easily.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually have any astonishing talents, which is really, that's a sad way to live, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so glad you said it because I didn't want to have to insult you this early in the morning. What time it is? It's time
for the spiel with Mum and Chris Eels. Woohoo! Woohoo! I've missed this spiel so much and it is back this week.
It is back with a vengeance. It is back indeed. How's it been without?
Just don't disappoint us.
I hope I won't. This one's a fun one that I found in the US this morning and I think this one fits in the Only in America files. Essentially, Snickers have relaunched a campaign for...
Yum, you mean that chocolate with nuts and nougat and yum.
That's the one. You're not you when you're hungry. You know that ad?
Oh, that's it.
That's definitely me, always hungry. Anyway, Snickers in the US...
By the way, we've noticed.
Thank you, young man. Snickers in the US want to change the date of Halloween, and I think some of the rationale behind this is quite entertaining. So we all know what Halloween is. It originated hundreds of years ago as some sort of celebration.
It's All Saints Hallows Day.
That's the one.
Technically, and was to... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, well, you would
I
not.
Won't give you a history lesson on...
Go on, know-it-all.
Yeah, come on.
Tell us.
Come on, Professor. Tell us a story. Anyway, so it started off as an ancient history, and it's based around the date, which is All Saints Day, which is the following day, the 1st of November. So it's a bit hard to change the date. But the problem that's going on in America at the moment is that apparently when it falls on anything other but a weekend, people are having, you know, a few issues coming to work the next day, not feeling great, trying to get it all done. Anyway, this push is coming from a couple of companies. It's coming from Snickers and this organisation called the Halloween and Costume Association, bit sus. They say, why celebrate Halloween in 2 hours when you could do it over an entire weekend.
Oh, so trying to sell more chocolate.
They are trying to sell more chocolates, but this is the best bit, right? The entire campaign is not about trying to sell chocolates. They've thrown in family safety there. So some statistics that I thought were quite interesting. 3,800 Halloween-related injuries happen each year. 82% of parents don't use high visibility aids on their children when trick-or-treating. This is a national emergency, guys.
So they want you to dress your kid up as Snow White, but put him in an orange vest to make sure
Snow
they can
White
be seen.
Went to VCal.
Family OH&S.
Yeah, yeah. Snow White went to VCal and she wears a tradie vest. Yeah, it was in Timberlands.
Absolutely. And I think one of the tweets sums it up perfectly when they say, "Are you crazy, Snickers? Stay in your candy lane."
Oh, that's good.
I think they're getting a little bit crazy. But the best bit is the government in America can't change the date of Halloween, right?
Why not? It's changed the date of everything.
But it's not national holiday.
Well,
that's the problem.
No, you are right. And I can understand because in Australia, we have Australia Day on a Monday, then they make you go to work on a Tuesday after we've celebrated.
Well, think about how many people turn up to work after Cup Day, you know, not 100%.
Oh, the Melbourne Cup, right. Yeah. I love November in this state.
It's fantastic. Wonderful, isn't
it? We get to celebrate football, we get to celebrate racing, we get days off work. And I really couldn't care less what happens.
And the weather's usually much better too.
And the weather's better.
You're forgetting something. October 31st isn't just Halloween. It's my birthday. And that is the most important day of the year. And it's so good that Halloween falls on it because it's the only reason people remember my birthday. If they take that away from me, I've got nothing. I'm nothing.
I'm still not a Halloween type of guy. I wouldn't let my children dress up and trick-or-treat because in my stage it was American.
Yeah.
But I've noticed
what?
Now... Well, in our suburb...
You deprived your kids.
Well,
did you do Halloween stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Have you seen Mikey before he has a shower? He looks like Halloween. Let's tell people the traffic. Bing, bing.
Yeah,
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for the spiel, Chris.
Gather round, folks. It's time for... Wisdom with my co-host
Tom.
It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know. Thomas.
Do you know, I take a lot of effort into these questions you ask me, and I'm starting to get annoyed, and I don't think you're taking me seriously.
No, I don't. Thomas.
Go on, tell me, what's your issue today? You have a lot of issues, young man.
It's the only way this segment keeps on going.
Do you know, you could keep a psychiatrist in employment. I mean, you could get them a boat.
I could buy them a mansion by the end of my... They wouldn't fix me either. Anywho.
Go on, ask me.
Tom, ever since you've known me, you've had a problem with me. And it has been my personality. It's been my mustache upon my lip.
Well, it's not a real
mustache.
It's
not a real mustache. Yeah, you've got to feel it in. Your mum feels it in.
Yeah.
I've heard it all.
Gaps. Like, it looks unattractive.
That's mean. Okay. Yeah. I've heard it all from you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other morning, when I was shaving my face, I thought, okay... This is weird. I've never clean shaved. I always use my electric razor, right? But I went down, I thought, this is weird, but should I shave my mustache as well as the rest of my face? And then it got me thinking about this whole existential crisis, right? So I put a poll on Instagram.
Oh, you're right. That's because I forget you're a millennial. You can't do anything without social media giving you the approval.
Exactly. Or an old 55-year-old man. You laugh.
No, I'm just saying you're
that.
Millennial, so
it's true.
You don't care who's giving you the opinion as long as someone on Facebook says, oh, thank you, Mikey.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Look, I put it to Instagram and I asked, what do you think I should do? Should I shave it or should
Did
I
Did you show a picture of your clean-faced and with your little baton,
yeah, so
little
here's,
hairy thing? That-
here's the results, though.
Okay, so you've asked all your little Instagram followers about what you should look like.
Yeah, 59 people said... Get rid of it. 70 said keep it.
70% said keep.
What do you think?
Oh, so you're asking my opinion again on personal grooming habits. Do you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Now, I'm actually can feel my anger rising. I can feel
Why?
It coming up. Now, I've told you not once, if not three times, if not 400 times, I am a trade qualified TAFE certificate hairdresser. Now, people pay to come to me to get fashion advice. Listen, I had some little floozy down at the Peel at 2 a.m. giving it away for nothing. Oh, hang on, maybe I am.
Definitely
but
not.
Anyway, I'm not giving away, you know, personal advice to you on grooming habits. People pay big money. You want some fashion advice? You start paying me for this.
All right, well, my Instagram...
I'm not giving it for free.
My Instagram... So we just get rid of the whole Tom's Wisdom segment then? Is that it? It's gone.
Well, I'm happy to keep giving you other advice about other things you need to do about how to find a girlfriend, how to use a dishwasher. There's things to make you an adult. But when it comes to your personal grooming habits, I'm a professional TAFE certificate trade. Thank you. And I... I should be paid for my work.
Yeah. Wow. That's how it's going to be, is it?
How it's going
to
be.
Well, my Instagram's told me to keep it, Tom, so this stupid mustache is sticking around for a lot while longer then.
Yes,
how about
so
that?
I'm going to tell you, if you want... Oh, hang on, no, that's, I'm going to rephrase that. You definitely are in dire need of some fashion advice, but you know what? Pay up, sweetheart.
I'm offended.
Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's wisdom, and it was successful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know what part of the show this is. Get to the damn water cooler. It's time to gossip, right? It's time to gossip. Tom, singer Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello made waves this week during a day at the beach. Cabello wore a whole white one-piece swimsuit that basically turned transparent after taking a dip in the warm Miami water. But despite being spotted kissing, the pair remain coy on the dating status.
Well, can I just say, don't hide it, sweetheart. Come out and celebrate your relationship and then maybe get Shawn a matching suit through white wings.
Hey, guys. Celine Dion's inner circle feels that her backup dancer and toy boy, Pete
Pepe.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even saying his name. Has too much influence over the singer since the death of her husband, saying the only people around her now are Pepe, the hairdresser, and the stylist.
That sounds fantastic. If I had a toy boy, a hairdresser, and a stylist, why would I want anyone else to come around here?
Well, a Brizzy mum has received death threats after advertising a rare collectible toy from the Lion King movie on eBay with a starting price of $5,000. Online trolls told the woman she was a waste of space and didn't deserve to breathe air.
Well, have these people not seen Lion King? All I can say is Makuna Matata.
Makuna Matata. Makuna Matata.
Former Bachelor star Matty J has revealed his all-new Monty castmate broke the ice before meeting for rehearsals of the TV strip show by sending each other dick pics in a WhatsApp group at chat. The first to do so was NRL star George Burgess, but the one who remained quiet on the chat was actor John Wood.
Andy, if you're listening, can we please get John Wood in here for an interview? I've got lots of questions, so maybe I might be able to get hold of his phone.
And finally, a geeky spectacled redhead weighing in at 68 kilograms has become the unlikely first ever winner of Australian Ninja Warrior, taking away the $100,000 prize money.
That sounds like me, a geeky spectacled, a redhead. Do you think if I might run down to Channel 9 now, they might give me the chance?
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.